Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and members of the listening audience. We'll call this meeting of the House Resources Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 1:04 p.m., Monday, March 15th, 2021. We have a quorum of five present with Representative McKay, Representative Kronk, myself, Representative Putkrat, Representative Gillum, Representative Shragi, and I believe we have members that will be joining us on the line or more in person as we move on. And actually, let the record reflect that Representative Hannon has joined us. I'd like to say thank you to our recording secretary, Robin, and our LIO moderator, Marissa, over here. And also note that Grace Irvin is in the audience. And we've got some members on, some potential appointees on the Teams, video streaming teleconference application. And also note that Representative Rauscher has joined us. The purpose of our meeting today is to review the governor's appointments to the Big Game Commercial Services Board and the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. We'll begin with the five appointees to the Big Game Commercial Services Board and move on to the single appointee of the AOGCC, then take public testimony on all six appointees, and we'll finish by forwarding the appointee names onto the full legislature for a vote later in the session. As a housekeeping reminder, please silence your cell phones and put them up on a notepad or something so they don't vibrate through the table. And with that, we'll start with the appointees of the Big Game Commercial Services Board, which licenses and regulates providers of commercial services to big game hunters in the interest of the state's wildlife resources. We'll begin with Peter Buist. I hope I got that last name right. Mr. Buist, please put your name on the record,
sir.
And
thank
tell
you.
The committee about your experience and qualifications.
Thank you, Chairman Packatack. I am Pete Buist. I live in Fairbanks. It's been my home for nearly 50 years. I have degrees in biology from Syracuse University and environmental resource management from the State University of New York. I'm a retired Alaska Master Guide. I'm also retired from a 30-year career with the Alaska Department of Natural Resources, where I worked as a land manager, forester, and wildland firefighter. I guided in Alaska for over 40 years in several different regions. I served on the former Guide Licensing and Control Board. Governor Cooper appointed me to the Governor's Task Force on Guiding and Game in 1988. Representing the Guide Licensing and Control Board. And when the first iteration of the Big Game Commercial Services Board was authorized by the legislature, I served two terms on it. In 2003, I was appointed by Governor Murkowski to the Board of Game, and I was originally appointed to my current Big Game Commercial Services Board seat by Governor Dunleavy in 2019. I like to think I bring sort of a unique balance of knowledge and experience to this board. Aside from my degrees in biology and forestry, I understand and have worked in the guiding industry for many years. I've served on regulatory boards. I've worked for the Alaska DNR, and I'm pretty familiar with how land management agencies operate. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Buist. Are there any committee members with questions? Representative Hannon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good to hear you, Mr. Buist. I believe you are a reappointment, and I can't quite find in my notebook right now the current configuration of the board, and so if you could remind me if you are a reappointment, and I know there's some specificity, the types of requirements for each of the seats, which one you are filling.
Through the chair. Representative Hannon, I'm filling a public seat. Even though I have a background as a guide, I'm filling a public seat, and I am indeed a reappointment. I was appointed in 2019, and here I go again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Buist and Representative Hannon. Any other questions from any other committee members? Representative Kronk.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Boost, you know what? I appreciate your willingness to serve, and I do appreciate your experience that you would bring to this. So what can we expect from you on the Big Game Commercial Services Board? What's your ideal philosophy about whether it's fixing it or making it better, making it more efficient?
Thank you. Through the chair, Representative Kronk, I had a sticker on my briefcase when I was on the board of game that said simplify game regulations. And I've gone into this appointment the same way. One of the reasons that I retired from guiding is that the regulations were getting more complicated than I thought they needed to be. I realize we need to protect the resource, we need to protect the clients, but things have gotten over the years pretty complicated and pretty expensive, and one of my overall goals has been to help get it sort of sorted out, and so mom and pop guides can operate again rather than just big outfits with lodges and multiple airplanes and that sort of thing. I think that sort of sums up my philosophy on it.
Follow up, Representative Crump.
Thank you, Mr. Beast. It's great hearing from you, and I appreciate your willingness to serve.
Thank you, Representative Kronk and Mr. Boyst. Before moving on, Representative Rauscher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to follow up on Representative Kronk through the chair, I was just wondering, how'd you do with that last term? And are the other board members with you in your quest to reduce these regulations?
Through the chair, Representative Rauscher, I think there's a general willingness of the board to proceed in that direction. I don't think there's anybody who's consciously lobbying hard to make things more complicated. It's just that sometimes it takes a little reminder to the assembled board that, hey, we're tackling a problem here, and we all realize there's a problem, but let's not make it more complicated. Let's figure out a way to simplify it a bit and make it so the average person can understand and deal with it appropriately. Now, we've had kind of a big turnover here, as exhibited by the number of folks that you'll have hearing on this afternoon. So I certainly can't speak for new folks, but the ones of them that I know, I think share my philosophy.
And I thank you for stepping up. I thank you for your service, and I wish you the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Rauscher and Mr. Boyst. And just let the record reflect that Representative Hopkins has been on the line with us for 8 minutes now. So any other questions before moving on from committee members? Seeing or hearing none, Mr. Boyce, please stay on the line until we've concluded public testimony later in the meeting. That way, if there are any questions from public members of the public, you're available to answer. And just want to thank you for your looking through your, I guess you can call it a resume or application here. I want to thank you for your military service. So up next on the agenda for the Board of Game, Big Game Commercial Services Board, is Michael Flores. Michael, the floor is yours. Please put your name on the record and give us the lowdown on you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hello, my name is Mike Flores. I moved to Alaska 32 years ago and started out as a big game guide pilot for Rainy Pass Lodge. Met my wife in Anchorage, and our first date was a fishing trip, and we have three boys. Our oldest was born in Bethel. In 1990, I took a job with Marker Express and left my guiding behind me. 5 years later, when they filed for bankruptcy, two kids in diapers, I sidestepped and went back to guiding. We currently operate 10 charter boats for halibut and salmon out of five locations on the Kenai Peninsula with a staff of about 25 people. In 2002, We started operations in Prince William Sound and Kodiak Island as a big game marine transporter. And for the past 7 years, I have served on a committee for the North Pacific Fishery Management Council that oversees halibut stock in Area 3A for the charter fleet. And in that time, the North Council and the International Pacific Halibut Commission have always adopted our quotas that have come out of our committee. In the last year, I accepted a board position with the RQE, which is basically the halibut stamp that has finished all the hurdles in Congress and should be deployed sometime in 2023. Given the chance to serve on the Big Game Commercial Services Board, I feel like that I've got an opportunity to make it better. And thank you guys for your consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Flores. Any questions from committee members? Representative Hannon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Flores, would you be filling one of the licensed transporter seats on the board?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Representative Hannon. And Mr. Flores, any other questions? Representative McKay.
Mr. Flores, I can't help but notice three sons in the Marine Corps. That's remarkable, all at the same time. I thank them for their service, and I must observe that the racks in Mrs. Flores's house must be high, tight, and squared away. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative McKay. And Mr. Flores, any other questions before moving on from committee members? Seeing or hearing none, as stated earlier to Mr. Buist, Mr. Flores, please stay on the line until we've concluded public testimony. Moving on, we've got Eli Cyrus, appointment to the Big Game Commercial Services Board. Eli, please put your name on the record and tell the committee about your experience and qualifications.
Yes, sir, through the chair. My name is Eli Cyrus. I'm a lifelong resident of Kiana. I've lived in rural Alaska my entire life, and I, you know, like to think I recognize the importance of oversight and regulation of our natural resources in the state, especially when it involves both subsistence users and in-state and out-of-state hunters, you know. And I know that previous committee members have asked about experience. My previous experience is that I've served on our regional corporation. I'm also the president of the Native Village of Kiana. Through these past roles and current roles, I understand the importance of protecting our natural resources. And in my view, I feel it's important that Alaskans now and into the future continue to have an opportunity to participate in hunting and fishing in our state. And that is made possible with responsible oversight. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cyrus. Any questions from committee members? Representative Hannon.
Thank you, through the chair. Mr. Cyrus, do you know, are you going to be fulfilling a landowner seat on the board or public seat?
Landowner seat, I believe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Hannon. And Eli Cyrus, any other questions from committee members? Seeing or hearing none, I just look forward to seeing you serve in this capacity and doing the best you can to represent Kiana and the surrounding villages and the different aspect that you might have towards game management, and look forward to that. Thank you, Mr. Cyrus. And as stated prior to the other appointees, please stay on the line until we've concluded public testimony. Moving on, we've got Martin Bonick. Martin, if you can please put your name on the record and tell the committee about your experience and qualifications. I believe you might be muted. Give us a second and keep giving us test sound checks, and we'll change some things and hopefully get you up on. Mm-hmm. You just muted him there. Grace, I believe. The icon is showing up as muted.
Yeah, he was not muted previously. Might be a microphone issue or something.
Can you try again there, Martin? I think there's a microphone issue. Have we provided the actual telephone number? Martin, if you can please sign off of this format and call in with a cell phone or landline, and we'll put you at the bottom of the list for this. Thank you, Martin. Aside from the technical difficulty, moving forward, we've got Aaron Bloomquist. on the line. Aaron, if you can please put your name on the record and tell the committee about your experience and qualifications.
Hi, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I thank you for your consideration considering my nomination of the Bigland Commercial Services Board. For the record, my name is Aaron Bloomquist. I'm a registered guide filling in a registered guide seat on the board. I live in Palmer in the winter and Copper Center in the spring, summer, and fall with my wife, Angie, and three kids, Tyler, who's 11, Samantha, who's 9, and baby Lala, who just turned 1. We operate Alaska Outfitters Unlimited and fishing boat charters. We provide guided hunting for almost all of Alaska's big game species, fishing charters in the Copper River Advantage, and sightseeing tours when Princess Cruises is operating, which probably isn't going to happen again this year, it looks like. We have National Wildlife Refuge concessions in the Arctic and Wrangell St. Louis Preserve hunting concessions, and we also operate on Otna Native Corporation lands in the Copper River Basin. I really believe that all of us that utilize these wildlife resources in our professional lives should give back as much as possible, so that's why I spend a ton of time on committees and have volunteered to work on this board. I've got a passion for getting new people in the field, and veterans and kids and all that stuff. We've hosted about 60 disabled veterans over the years hunting, and probably twice that many fishing, I guess. I've spent hundreds of hours a year working on wildlife issues in Alaska every year for the last 2 decades, and I've served on numerous boards of conservation organizations, as well as state and federal sanction committees. I believe we should all participate in public service, and I'm honored to be appointed as one of the 2 licensed guide representatives in the Big Game Commercial Services Board, and I appreciate all of your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bloomquist. Any questions from committee members? Representative Hannon.
Thank you, through the chair. Thank you for sharing so that my standard question of which seat you're filling didn't have to be asked. But now I am curious, after looking at your documents, if you are primarily an archery guide?
No, maybe I wrote that wrong, or it's wrong in the resume somewhere there. In the spring, our spring camp is primarily archery hunting, I would say 70% or so, but all of my fall stuff is, 95% or more rifle hunters.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, just so Mr. Bloomquist isn't worried, I was reading the addendum where you describe a muskox take of 2 muskox with 1 arrow, which, although it resulted in a fine, is a fairly extraordinary archery take. So,
it's one of the most freezer-filling accidents that can happen.
One had to go to the village of McCork, but tasty muskox all around. I suspect that there have not been 2 muskox with 1 arrow taken very many times. So, good shot.
Yeah, maybe not such a good shot.
Good shot, bad shot.
Good to see accountability at play here. Any other questions from committee members? Representative Kronk.
Hey, Mr. Bloomquist, this is Representative Kronk. Thank you for your willingness to serve on here, and knowing you over the years, I really appreciate the amount of time that you put in to bettering all sorts of hunting and fishing regulations. So I look forward to you serving here. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Kronk.
Representative Schrage.
Yeah, thank you. And through the chair, I just wanted to thank Mr. Bloomquist for self-reporting in that incident. I know that when you realize you messed up, it can be a difficult decision and difficult moment, but it looks like you did the right thing, and that's certainly appreciated. So thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Schrage. Any other committee members have questions for Mr. Bloomquist? Seeing or hearing none, before moving on to the AOGCC, Martin, were you able to get on the line? Can you give us another? Is he showing
on your telephone?
Oh, there you go. There you go, Martin. Can you please put your name on the record and give us a little background on your experience?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Martin Bonick, and I will be appointed a new appointee filling a transporter seat. And my wife and I own and operate Copper Valley Air Service in Glen Allen, Alaska. It's a air taxi and transporter service. And been flying for 40 years and flying in this area 20 years and lifelong hunter, and I look forward to learning a lot being on this board. I don't have any particular agenda other than I do see a fair amount of difficulty sometimes between the guide service and the transporter service, especially with resident hunters and non-resident guided hunters, and trying to find a place for everybody to hunt and get along and preserve the resources, and that's would be my primary interest in being involved with this. And I do thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Bonick. Any questions from committee members? Representative Rauscher?
Yeah, I would just like to thank you for stepping up. I appreciate it, and I noticed that on your here it says. I'm sorry, I read a page wrong, and I apologize that I don't have a question. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rauscher. Representative Rauscher, sorry. Any other questions from committee members? Representative Crump.
Hey, Mr. Barney. I am interested in seeing you serve and bringing your experience to this board to work with guides as a transporter, and I think that's a issue that I think there's some real good common sense fixes for it, and I appreciate you stepping up and bringing that to this and working together. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Kronk and Mr. Bonick. Any other questions from committee members? Seeing or hearing none, thank you to all of those appointees for the Big Game Commercial Services Board. We're going to move on now to the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. Up next is Mr. Jeremy Price, who's the sole appointee. The AOGCC oversees oil and gas drilling, development, production, reservoir depletion, metering operations on all land subject to the state's police powers. Mr. Price, please put your name on the record and tell the committee about your experience and qualifications.
Thank you, Chairman Bukatuk, Vice Chair Hopkins, and members of the committee. My name is Jeremy Price. I'm grateful for this opportunity to testify before you today. In October of 2019, I was appointed as the public commissioner and chair of the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. I must say these past 17 months at the AOGCC have been some of the most enjoyable of my career. I'm humbled to work with such experienced and dedicated professionals, and I am truly honored to be in this role. Since I appeared before the committee a year ago, I'll briefly highlight my background and work history and focus a little more time on my experience here with the commission. But first and foremost, I'm an Alaskan. I was born in Fairbanks, raised in a homestead in Salcha. I have a bachelor's degree in business from Utah State University and a master's degree in government from Johns Hopkins University. Currently, I reside in Bayshore area of Anchorage with my wife and three kids. The most obvious questions you probably have are, one, why am I qualified for the position, and two, why do I want to serve in the role? The statute requires public commissioners to have training, quote, training or experience that gives the person a fundamental understanding of the oil and gas industry in the state, close quote. I've spent my career in oil and gas public policy roles in the United States House of Representatives with Congressman Don Young, the U.S. Senate with Senator Lise Murkowski, briefly with the American Petroleum Institute, and then later with Americans for Prosperity in the office of Governor Mike Dunleavy. A few high points in my career included working to advance the development of the NPRA from Capitol Hill, helping Shell secure Arctic air permits for from the EPA when they were still exploring the Outer Continental Shelf. I've been instrumental in passing legislation requiring two-tug escorts of oil tankers transiting Prince William Sound, and I've advocated in support of the development of the 1002 area of ANWR. I've spent my career working on solutions to problems facing Alaskans. I've always enjoyed representing Alaskans. It's been a great experience of mine, serving in various roles. Now to AOGCC, our mission is to protect underground freshwater sources, preserve the rights of all owners to recover their share of the resource, ensure greater ultimate recovery through the prevention of waste and unsafe drilling practices. That's a bit of a mouthful, so I'll just want to restate shortly and concisely, clearly. At the AOGCC, it's our duty and responsibility to ensure the prevention of waste of Alaska's oil and gas and to protect our underground sources of fresh water. So how is the Commission achieving these responsibilities? Let's look at waste briefly. At 0.3%, Alaska has one of the lowest flaring rates in the country. Flaring and venting volumes are reported monthly to AOGCC, and AOGCC requires a report from any operator when there is a flaring event exceeding 1 hour. Alaska also has world-class recovery rates. The recovery rate of oil in place throughout the world averages around 15% by and large, while oil recovery at Prudhoe Bay is currently at 50% and is expected to achieve 60% through 2040. And then looking at protection of underground freshwater, Alaska has one of the most robust hydraulic fracturing regulations in the country, and there are no recorded instances of underground drinking water contamination from fracking, yet over 2,000 wells have been fracked to date. Under the oversight of the EPA, AOGCC has successfully administered the Underground Injection Control Program for more than 30 years, and in 2019, the EPA commended the Commission for its good work in regulating injection wells. And finally, AOGCC has taken the lead in issuing updated bonding regulations that more closely reflect the average cost to plug and abandon orphan wells, where past operators have gone out of business and left the state holding the bag. Alaska has the most robust bonding requirements to deal with orphan wells in the entire country. As for me, I've taken my role as public commissioner with all seriousness and dedication to representing the public as best I can. During my short time at the commission, we have transitioned to a digital application system. Until last year, all applications and data were submitted in paper form, usually in duplicate or on flash drives. With COVID pushing us to change to a safer and more efficient process, we fully transitioned to digital, increasing AOGCC efficiency and reducing costs to the operator. AOGCC's longstanding goal is to process permits to drill within 10 working days. Prior to the conversion to electronic applications, the percentage of permits to drill that were processed within 10 days was around 64%. After the switch to electronic, we increased that to 80%. A year ago, we were expecting one of the most active drilling seasons in years. Unfortunately, as we all know, those drilling plans were scaled back due to economic factors related to the pandemic, resulting in a 53% drop in permits to drill last year compared to 2019. Well interventions only declined by about 8%. A big reason for that is because Hillcorp stayed very active throughout the downturn, consistently repairing broken wells. Other top-line numbers we keep track of is oil production. That was down 4% compared to 2019, or roughly 7 million barrels. Obviously, a big reason for that is production cut over the summer and into the fall somewhat. And then in terms of enforcement and compliance, despite the challenges associated with the pandemic, last year, AOGCC inspectors still managed to perform nearly 6,000 inspections and witness tests, which is slightly above the annual average for the last 10 years. In closing, again, I want to emphasize how grateful I am for the opportunity and how humbled I am by the responsibility of this role. I am passionate about Alaska, my desire to serve Alaskans, and the right of Alaskans to responsibly develop their resources for the benefit of the people. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Price. Any questions or comments from committee members? Representative McKay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Through the chair, Mr. Price, this is McKay. As you know, you live in my district, and I'm a registered professional petroleum engineer in Alaska, and I worked in the industry for 40 years, and I worked a lot with the AOGCC over the years, and I have a few recommendations where the AOGCC, I think, could improve their operations, and I look forward to visiting with you individually about those ideas. So I hope you'll reach out to me. I look forward to meeting you, and look forward to our relationship as a constituent and an advisor to your commission. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, thank you, Representative McKay. I look forward to those conversations.
Thank you, Mr. Price and Representative McKay. Any other questions from committee members? Seeing or hearing none, we'll move on to public testimony for comments for the appointees. Public testimony on the appointees before us today is now open. I'd like to ask those testifying to keep please their please keep their testimony to a couple of minutes or under to allow everyone a chance to speak. And I guess before we go through the formalities, let me just check and make sure Marissa is signaling that we do not have anybody on the line for public testimony. With that, does anybody want to say anything? I kid. We'll gavel out of public testimony. Thanks. We're gaveled out of public testimony on the appointees. Any other questions or comments before we move on? Overall, hearing or seeing none, we're going to pass around a signing sheet for the record, and it'll read that in accordance with Alaska Statute 39.05.080, the House Resources Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointees be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Big Game Commercial Services Board, Peter Buist, Michael Flores, Eli Cyrus, Martin Bonick, and Aaron Bloomquist, and Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, Jeremy Price. This doesn't reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any further sessions. And I guess with that, as far as my closing remarks, I just want to thank you guys for being willing and able to make the sacrifice for your families help further maintain the high bar for safe and responsible resource management and development of our resources. With that, is there anyone else that would like to say anything from the committee? Yeah. Representative Pront?
I'm just going to echo the sentiment of Representative Puckisek, and I just thank you guys for stepping up to the plate and willing to make, you know, the regulations as good as possible for everybody involved. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Kronk. Just a kind of preview on the week. Wednesday we'll be continuing confirmation hearings with appointees to the Board of Game, and then we'll also consider amendments to House Bill 81. So please, if you have any amendments for HB 81, which is the MPSLs, have them to my office by Tuesday afternoon. With that, this meeting is adjourned at 1:36. We'll see you guys in a couple of days.